From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Two Western journalists have been killed in Syria as they covered the bombardment of the city of Homs and the plight of people there. The French government confirms one of those killed was the French photographer Remy Oschlick. The other person is reported to be an American, but that is not formally confirmed. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. does not want to take military action in Syria, but hasn't ruled out helping the opposition to President Bashar al-Assad in other ways.
This was a deeply unfortunate incident that does not reflect the great respect.
The Syrian activists' local coordinating committees are urging Syrians to boycott the Assad government's constitutional referendum, which is coming up on Sunday. Protests erupted for a second day in the Afghan capital Kabul over the burning of religious material at a U.S. base. NPR's Ahmad Shafi reports three people have died and more than a dozen people have been injured.
Chanting anti-Karzai and anti-American slogans, thousands of protesters gathered outside a housing complex for foreigners and a U.S. military base on the outskirts of Kabul. Angry protesters set fire to a government-owned van and several tires. They also blocked the main highway linking Kabul with the eastern city of Jalalabad. Afghan police opened fire after protesters tried to storm a housing complex for foreigners. Afghan police officials claim some in the protests were armed. A small crowd of protesters also gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, but they were quickly dispersed by the police. The U.S. Embassy has placed its staff under lockdown. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether a federal law that makes it a crime to lie about receiving military medals is constitutional. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
Nina, it's been a crime for a long time to wear a military medal you haven't earned, but the law making it a crime to lie about it only goes back to 2005. Now, what's the objection?
The objection is, by the challengers, that free speech, guaranteed by the Constitution, allows you to lie unless you do something in addition to that, like defaming somebody or defrauding somebody, and that a simple lie without more isn't enough to land you in jail.
So how does the government defend this law?
The government maintains that if people are allowed to lie about being the recipient of the Purple Heart or of the Congressional Medal of Honor, that it will dilute the value of those medals and harm military morale.
Thanks, NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Thank you.
And the Supreme Court says it will also revisit a matter that had been considered settled law, affirmative action in college admissions. It will hear an appeal from a white woman denied admission to the University of Texas. From Washington, this is NPR News. Jury selection is underway for a landmark trial related to priest sex abuse. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a Catholic Church official in Philadelphia faces charges he put children in danger of being abused.
Monsignor William Lynn investigated clerical sex abuse allegations for the Philadelphia Archdiocese for more than a decade. It was his job to remove problem priests or turn them over to police. But instead, prosecutors say he relocated accused priests and gave them more opportunities to abuse children. Jury selection is expected to last several weeks. After opening arguments, jurors could hear videotaped testimony from Monsignor Lynn's former boss. Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua died earlier this month, but prosecutors interviewed him before his death. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
In Greece, lawmakers will start debating emergency legislation to approve Greece's private debt relief deal. And that's as unions plan a new anti-austerity rally and strike outside Parliament. The write-down of debt by banks and other private holders of Greek bonds is to be debated at the committee level today. And a vote is to come tomorrow. Come on! President Obama sings Sweet Home Chicago at the White House, concluding a musical celebration of the blues. Thanks to PBS there and its program In Performance at the White House, Red, White, and Blues. And the last known proponent of a pre-blues African-American fiddle style has died in North Carolina. Joe Thompson was 93 years old. He played the fiddle, sang, and performed for square dances for decades in a style dating back to the times of enslavement. This is NPR News.